Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. On today's show, we welcome back our friend Nathan Varney to talk about General Hospital, plus the brand new season of The Middle. It's always fun to catch up with him, so we should have a really great show tonight. It has been, like, forever and a day since he's been on the show, so we're super excited.
It has.
And we have waited, like, 2 months for this. Well, I scheduled this, like, a month and a half ago, and then I didn't announce it for months, which took all, everything in me. So, anyway. Hi, Nathan.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me back, Emily and Cody. It's a pleasure to be with you again. It has been forever and a day. I feel like we haven't spoken forever.
I know, it's been a while.
Since we've talked.
What was that? Sorry.
So many things have happened on General Hospital since we last talked. Like,
oh, I know, right? I know. The last six months have been crazy. I think we talked about 6 months ago. So it's I mean, you know, when you have a daily show on the air, though, it's one crazy thing after the next. So, but we're all, everyone's doing great, and, you know, everyone, our actors are hitting it out of the park lately, and performances are great, and I'm really excited. So, full steam ahead.
Wrong when I said the show didn't have a lag, because it went live before I was done telling you guys instructions. Like, it was like, your show is live now, and I was like, oh, well, that's nice of it, isn't it? It was like 10 seconds off today. I thought it was on time, but anyway.
It always seems to be off, right?
Yeah, you can never get it right. We're not on the same page at all, ever.
Well, doing live, I can tell you, is not an easy thing, so.
No, it's not.
It's actually, half the time it's a hot mess.
Exactly.
Which is very true.
Let's address
the big thing on GH right now, the Jason reveal.
Yeah.
That's been incredible.
Yeah, no, have you liked it?
It's just been incredible.
Yeah, good. I'm very glad. It's really exciting. I'm so glad we're past the kind of the unraveling of that, at least the first reveal on November 6th, and now we can really jump into the story of what it means to be Jason Morgan and, you know, losing his memories, and now that he is told he's Jason Morgan, but he can't quite remember all of his memories intact. So it's going to be an interesting amount of time as we kind of go into the next chapter. But I think it's one that's really interesting and hopefully will grab people's attention, which as I'm watching these episodes before they even air, I'm really intrigued and I just want to jump into the next one. So hopefully we can keep that up.
Awesome. And I'm loving Billy Miller.
Yeah.
I love Billy Miller since his All My Children days.
Absolutely. So fantastic.
It can go from I love you to I will rip your throat out of your I will rip your throat out in about 0.5 seconds.
Absolutely, and I think that's part of it for me, what makes this character so interesting and mm-hmm. not having his memories fully intact, because, you know, obviously we did do a recast. Steve Burton was fantastic, mm-hmm. but we have moved on, and so is Steve, and we have Billy now playing this character, and I think he just adds really interesting layers to the role, and there's a lot to explore with. So I, like you, am loving his performance lately.
Oh, yeah,
there's a big divide among the people of, like, who is all for him being Jason and who is not. And I was one of those people that, like, when I first started watching the show, it was, like, November 2012, so Jason had just, like, died. And I wasn't into
right.
it at all. I didn't know who he was. I didn't care, basically.
Sure, absolutely.
So now I don't have a problem with the new Jason because I didn't know the old one.
You didn't know the old one,
people
exactly.
People make fun of me for. People are like, because you're a baby. But, like, seriously, I didn't know the other one. I just knew I, like, picked up when he was dying, so
right.
it didn't
well,
ever
look,
bother me.
I understand and I honor, obviously, you know, the actor who originated that role and understand the character and the longevity of a character such as Jason Morgan. I just think we were provided with this interesting opportunity to have Billy Miller join our cast. And now, I think what is really fascinating about this role is we're able to kind of tweak it just a little bit. Obviously, Billy is going to bring into the character a few new things, and I'm all for exploring those because I just think, like I said earlier, it just provides a lot of unique, different layers to the character, which to me is really interesting.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm all for Liz and Sam going at it. Like, I am all about the cat fights, which sounds so petty, but I am. Like, when the women are fighting, I'm like, you get them, girl. Like, you go.
Like, I so you like that kind of stuff.
Well, good to know. I don't do that myself. I would never get in a fight. Like, I'm such a wimp. So, like, when I see these women going at it on TV, I think it's hilarious.
So,
yeah,
so you're living vicariously through them then. You like
yes,
to see a good cat
absolutely.
Fight, but you wouldn't necessarily participate in one yourself, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm not a fan of Elizabeth, like, ever, and I don't like, you know, I just don't like her. So I'm all about Sam, like, tearing her up. And when I see it, I'm like, you tell her, girl, like, you get her. Come on. Like, I'm like,
well, you must have loved, did you see the promo today then? You must have loved the promo today.
Yes, I was all about it. I was like, Mom. And my mom hates her, too, so it works out. Like, we talk to the TV. Like, normally we
right.
don't agree about it because she likes people that I don't like and vice versa.
Okay.
And so we're, like, talking to the TV. We're, like, cheering them on. Like, we're watching the women go at it on TV no matter what show it is, and we are all for it. Like,
right. No, I get
terrible.
It. No,
people
it's... I was talking to someone recently. This show has become a little bit like rooting for sports team. I feel like there's a
yes.
lot of competition in between
oh,
fans.
Yeah,
and
it is.
It's really interesting to me because I've never worked on a show that had such a large core fan base for various different characters. So it's quite the experience, I will say, watching everybody
yeah,
kind of
I can
go after each other.
Well, today, like Carly and Ava... I was like about that too. I was like, you tell her, like you get her.
Yep,
you're not.
No,
but like I'm.
And actually,
about it.
Speaking of Carly, can we talk about just like how Laura Wright's been amazing this fall? I think. I mean, she's always amazing,
oh,
but I
amazing.
Feel like she
she's
has
just
really
been just absolutely just mind blowing.
Yeah, I totally
o'clock.
Agree. She has amazed me every
Laura
step
Wright.
Of the way. Yeah, do you? That's
Thank
awesome.
You on my wall. I'm kind of like, I love Carly. I have, you know, it on the wall. And people call it a shrine because I have, like, pictures of Jamie Francis, like, five of them.
I love it. You have, like, a whole GH shrine.
Yeah. People are like, are you going to, like, stalk her? And I was like, no, I don't have to. Like, it's all good. Like, people are always like, are you gonna... Yeah, I'm like, I have pictures of her on the wall. And people are like, are you stalking this woman? And I'm like, no, I just think she's great.
Well,
like,
I understand. I totally understand. As a big TV fan myself growing up, I once had a bedroom full of, you know, different show cast and actors on in my bedroom, too. So I hear you, Emily.
Yeah.
And I think it's
got,
great.
Like, I'm at the point where I had to, like, put them on the wall because they weren't fitting on the dresser anymore. And my parents were like, Emily, really? And I was like, well, they all have to go in a frame. Like, it would bother me, like, OCD if they were not all in a frame on display. Because I've got, you know, like, five pictures of Jeannie Francis, because when people I know, like, meet her or something, they're always like, hey, I'll send you this. And I'm like, okay, that works for me.
Oh, that's great.
You know,
yeah,
I think it's
absolutely.
Super nice of people. So, yeah. Obviously, I'm not going to say, yeah, I don't want it. So, I have
exactly.
a little shrine, but whatever.
Nothing wrong yeah. with a little GH shrine in your bedroom. I totally
Everybody know knows you. My dark secrets now.
not too dark. I love it. It's like you're just showing off your spirit for the show. So
exactly. One question I did.
Yeah.
I had one question for you, Nathan. That I'm not sure what we've totally covered in our last two interviews, and I'm not sure we've covered. But did you always want to be in showbiz or whatever? You know.
I did, yeah. Well, ever since I turned 13, before I was 13, I really wanted to be a teacher. I grew up in California, and it you know, obviously, as everyone knows, it rarely rains out here. So I had this yeah. grandiose idea in my head. I wanted to move to Oregon, where it rains all the time, and become a elementary or high school teacher. And then that all changed when I turned 13. I took a trip down with my dad to Los Angeles here in Hollywood, and we saw a taping of a daytime talk show called Vicky, which was a talk show hosted by Vicki Lawrence. And then later that night, we went to see a taping of Coach, which was actually on ABC years ago. So that's
yes,
what kind of
I
remember walking to the sound stages and just the smell, the feel, looking at everybody on the stage floor. I was really excited by kind of the behind the scenes prospect of or aspect of the business. So yes, to answer your question, ever since I was 13, that has been my path to wanting to work in TV.
Awesome.
Can you
awesome.
Imagine, like, you go
luckily
into
I made it happen.
I couldn't imagine, like, I just had this thought. I walk into math class and you're the teacher. Like, I just had this, What would they be learning? Be like, that's my math teacher thought.
Anyways,
we have a caller, and they've been waiting for 6 minutes, so I'm going to let them on before they hang up.
Sure.
People kind of
bullet.
Don't like that. Okay, so hang on.
Bring them on.
Hello?
Hello,
caller.
Hi, who do we have on the who do we have on the line?
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Hi, this is Jen.
Hey, Jen.
I've really been liking a lot of the changes that have been going on with General Hospital lately. One storyline, and I know this isn't like the front burner storyline, but that I really liked is Nina and Franco, and it looks like Kiki is also going to get a job now. And so I really like that all these characters that were kind of on the islands before, kind of just you know, only talking to each other, are now getting integrated into this series.
Absolutely.
More.
I thank you so much for pointing that out, because that has been done on purpose. We're looking to... when Gene and Shelley started as well on the show, we were looking at our canvas of characters and actors and trying to kind of create a more broad world for these people. So not only do stories at home, but also do stories, you know, like all of us have work stories or school stories or work-life balance. We're looking to explore that a little bit more. So I'm glad that is kind of showing through to you.
I love the all.
Yeah, I'm really liking it.
Like real,
you know, I'm one of the people that actually like the big cast, because I like kind of having that kind of feel of the community and stuff. I just felt like, you know, so much of it wasn't, so many people weren't even interacting with each other. So.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's, you know, obviously the goal is to try to create a, you know, city full of different characters who do interact. And it does help when these people do have a job and some purpose and are out doing other things. So it's just,
doing
it's all about that.
Real
life stuff, you know, mixed in with kind of the outrageous. So it's all part of the balance and, you know, day by day and trying to get that balance back. So thank you so much for your comment, though. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Well,
thanks for calling
we have
in,
another caller. So thanks for calling in.
Thanks,
yep.
John.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
All right, next caller.
Okay, we
another
have
one?
Another caller.
All
we're
right.
Popular tonight. This is, we don't normally get people calling us. Hello?
Yeah, this is unusual.
Hi, I'm not sure if I'm the call you're talking about.
It looks
you
like. Who do we have?
Okay. Hi, this is Marissa.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Sure,
absolutely.
Thanks for taking the time to chat.
Of course.
I just had one question. I'm a huge fan of Julian and Alexis, and they haven't been on the show much lately, and I was wondering if you could give us any hints about maybe any upcoming story for them, especially for Alexis.
Yes, I can. I can tease that a little bit. What are we at? November? In about a month, we're doing a big holiday ball. It's a Toys for Tots charity that is going to be at the MetroCart. So it's going to have a lot of our characters on the show, and I can tell you, I can't tell you what it is, but I will say there's some big story coming up for Julian and Alexis right about a month from now. So keep an eye out.
Great. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for calling.
We
have another one.
You're
so
wow,
popular
yeah.
tonight.
I know.
It.
My goodness.
We
one
only,
after next.
Apparently we are.
We only get callers when I'm running the studio. When he's running the switchboard, we don't have callers. But when
there's
it's
nobody.
My turn, which
like
is rare. Yeah.
Right. Well, who runs the studio? How do you guys decide, since you're in different cities, right?
Well,
yep.
Yeah. So we just, like, base it off of who's doing what, you know? And
yeah,
normally it's Cody. I run it occasionally, but normally it's him. So.
Great.
If M's got, like if M's going anywhere or whatever, I'll run the studio. Like, I do it 9 times out of 10, I'll do it. But if I'll text him and be like, hey, can you run studio tonight? And she'll be like, okay.
Gotcha, okay.
I volunteered this time because I said, oh,
nice.
I was like, I'll do the studio. Okay, we have two more callers. So the 4110 number you're on. Hi,
hello.
How are you? Hello.
Hi, hey. who do we have on the line?
Oh, my name is Mary.
Hey, Mary, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thank you. What's going on?
Well, I think I'm going to probably ask a more controversial question because I don't think anybody wants to once in quite a taxi, Jason revealed story. But I'll go ahead and do it.
Sure.
What are your thoughts on, you know, I mean, obviously there are two huge sides to this.
Oh, absolutely.
What are your thoughts to someone like me who doesn't want to see Sam or Liz have to fight for Jason, who is kind of tired of having to watch the woman always in this position and kind of having to watch?
Well,
that
I will
kind of
say
them.
It's not really the story. It's a small part of the story. So it's always difficult to, you know, it's part of what makes it difficult to read comments online too is, mm-hmm. you know, as a daily watcher, as a fan, you're only seeing so much, and we're about 2.5 months out in terms of story in our writing. So mm-hmm. I think it'll become more clear as time goes on. The story really is, you know, this man who is being told that he's a certain person and how frustrating that is when he can't remember exactly anything about that character or very little things about him. So it's kind of, you know, it's not going to be a year-long story, I can guarantee you that, but it is going to unfold. And I think, you know, the fighting between women is not going to be a central theme of it. It gets a little bit more into what, you know, what does it mean to have everyone in your life telling you you're a certain person when you still can't remember. So I think if you stick with it, it will probably become a little bit more interesting and get a little further away from the cat fight. Ness of it all, so if that makes sense, without revealing
get it out of their systems.
yeah, exactly.
I mean, I know you can't reveal stuff. I just wanted to put out there that there's a section of fans that don't like it for either lady. I think.
Oh, absolutely.
I think
No, we feel the same way in our primetime shows too. It is something that we're very sensitive about and very coherent about. So you know, we wouldn't want it ever to be a matter of like which women is what woman is stronger and who will win based on how much you're fighting, because that's not really interesting. So it'll be more about emotions and feelings and all that stuff, but we'll get there.
Good to hear.
Okay, well,
thank you
for calling.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank
it was
you.
Great to talk to you.
Okay, we have one more caller, and then I have a funny story.
Yeah,
well, it's not
love
really
stories.
Funny. Cody's heard it 10 times, but it'll be funny.
Well, it'll be funny to the
it.
Rest of us.
If it's a story I'm thinking of, yes, I have.
Hey, 479, you're on.
Hi, good afternoon, Nathan. How are you?
Hi, how are you? Good. Who do we have on the phone?
My name is Liz, and I kind of want to echo the same sentiments as the lady that was just on, but in a different story.
Sure.
It's like from a woman's perspective, like with the Dante, Lulu, Valerie scenario, when you have the woman who slept with a married woman's husband get in her face and blame her for that, as a woman, that's totally offensive.
Yeah, no,
and
I
don't. And then you sit here and then you try to say on the show how much Dante loves Lulu when obviously he doesn't, if he will not even stay away from his one-night stand. But it's always the women fighting for the men. I mean, like with Sam, she's always having to fight for Jason. With Lulu, there's always a different woman that Dante's always flirting with. Why can't it be the other way around? Because as soon as a man is interested in those other women, you write them out of the story. Like Dylan is finally interested in Lulu, and now he's already gone. And this is all about fighting for the men. And as
well,
a woman,
Dylan,
it's just hard to watch.
Yeah, no, I understand your frustrations. I understand your frustrations. Dylan's not gone, though, so I can tell you that. There's plenty of story and opportunity for there. I do understand the sentiment there. What I can tell you is the show is written, you know, primarily we have a female staff. So it's a good note, though, and something to think about. So I appreciate you taking the time to let us know how you feel.
Yeah, you made a good point. I can understand what you're saying. I'm kind of like
to me, it's blaming the cheat. I mean, blaming the victim for what the people who cheated did. That's just I don't understand that. It's totally I don't understand. And Lulu never got to say anything back. And that's not the Lulu Spencer that I have watched for the past 9 years on this show.
Right, but you
and
have to understand that story. That's I know, but that story is not over yet. So, you know, it's easy to be frustrated on a Tuesday, and then you know, in a couple weeks or a couple months, or I'm not saying how long the story is going to go, but it'll all unfold, and hopefully it'll make sense. And if it doesn't, we'll definitely address that. And I think it is a really valid thing to bring up. So I appreciate you taking the time to call in.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right. Let's hear a funny story, Emily.
Yes.
Okay, funny story. Then I have a comment relating to what she said. So, funny story is when what Cody said about the studio. So, normally I am, like, out in some weird place, or I'm, like, on the road, whatever, because I go, like, 1,000 places. Well, I did a show. Let's see. I've done a show from the road moving. That was, you were there. But I also did two shows from the tanning bed. Out in the lawn, like not even my own tanning bed. Like I was.
No, wait. Were you actually in the tanning bed, or were you just in the salon? Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
and you got reception and everything. Were you on a cell phone or something?
I was on my cell phone. I was inside the tanning bed. I did the show from inside the tanning bed. I've done a show from Walmart. Weekdays with Murph has gone shopping a few times. Like, you know, they've given me input, the guests, on what I should buy. Like last Halloween, not this past one, but the one before, I was like last minute costume shopping, and like it was a GH recap show on a Friday, and like our callers were like, do this, get this. So yeah.
Oh my gosh. So you really are a podcast on the road, basically.
Really? I am. Yeah. Podcast
on
the tanning bed. Normally I would like nap in there because, you know, you're in there for like 20-30 minutes in the baby tanning bed because I'm like light as cotton. So I lay in the little one that you lay in for half an hour to get a little bit of vitamin D. But anyway, so I was in there. Normally I would take a nap, but I was like, well, I already have the appointment, and I'm not changing it. So I laid in the tanning bed and did my show, and it worked. So
there you go.
We've
literally
done everything.
Yep.
Wherever you can make it work, and this is this day in technology makes it possible. So I applaud that.
Okay, so back to what she said.
Yeah.
I wasn't good. I didn't want to get, like, you know, argumentative with her, but there are plenty of men that fight for their women.
Oh,
like,
absolutely. Look, we're only one show, and look, she does bring up a very valid point. I understand it. But another part of me is kind of, you know, I am interested in having a debate, and I am interested in television that sparks a conversation, and this has sparked a conversation, and that was kind of the point of shaking Dante and Lulu up. So obviously it's a soap opera, it's a daytime soap opera. This was done to, you know, their relationship has been pretty stable for a while, which is fantastic, but you do have to kind of shake things up every once in a while. And I'm not always saying it's going to be shaken up with extramarital affairs. There's many other obstacles a married couple can face. But this just happened to be something that worked out well for the story. And I think it's interesting. And ultimately, without saying anything, we would hope that this loving married couple will someday find a path back to each other. But in the meantime, it's providing some interesting and really dramatic things going on the show. So and part of the experience, like you said, Emily, is screaming at your television, is yelling at the TV and, you know, saying things and shouting out.
I narrate when it's on.
But I think that's great. Because the day that, Emily, you stop talking to the television, that means you're not interested, at least in my opinion.
That's true.
So
yeah,
I like to keep
you
interested.
People don't like watching things with me because I like to narrate the whole show. Like
we have a lot of Once Upon Time viewers like that. We did a clip show in September, and we had some Skype interviews with some fans, and we had this one great fan who said people hate to watch a show with her because she's always yelling and screaming at the TV. But to me, that's just fan engagement, and I think that's fantastic. So
that's how I am. Like, people hate watching it with me because my dad, like, he's gone. He works at a hotel, so he's gone for 2 days, and then he comes home, and then he's gone for two more, and comes for the weekend. So he'll come home and we'll like binge watch. Sometimes we save like 4 or 5 and we'll like binge watch it. And he says he's not into it, which is a total lie. We all know he watches General Hospital. But it's so funny because I'll have something to say about everything. Like, I have always got a comment. I have got something to say, whether it's good, bad, me talking, being shallow, talking about how attractive I find someone. We had this conversation before.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I always have something to say. And he's like, can you not? Like, do you have to have something to say about everything? Can we just not watch it? And I was like, this is part of how I watch it. Like, if I'm not commenting on everything, am I really even paying attention?
That's
no.
true. Yeah, that's what I think. Exactly. How do you guys watch? Do you guys watch live? Do you watch on DVR? Do you watch online?
I watch it live.
Depends on the day. I'm normally a DVR at nighttime viewer.
And so, for probably the past year and a half, I've actually been, and you might have seen this, Nathan, I've been live tweeting the show a little bit.
Cody live tweets like crazy. I can't.
Yeah, I saw that actually today. Today I saw that, and I think your comments are really fun. So I think that's one of the benefits of watching it live.
I try to be snarky, but snarky in a humorous way, if that makes any sense to you.
Yeah, no, totally, absolutely. I was just reading those today. I think they're great. I love them.
He texted me during the show, like, if one of my favorites is on or something, because, like, we all know I'm in love with Nicholas Cassadine. Like, I don't like the fictional character, but I want to marry him, right? So Cody will text me and be like, Nicholas is on today, and he's wearing your favorite shirt. And I'm like, awesome.
Let me do some focus group stuff. What is it, Emily, that really draws you in about the character of Nicholas? Is it the character? Is it the actor Tyler? Is it just the look, the way he delivers his lines, his sex appeal?
Yeah, you know it. It is all about how
all the above.
What a great an actor he is. No, actually, I liked Nicholas when he first came back a couple years ago, and he was, like, big in the story. I was like, my friend was like, he's my husband. And I was like, you better back up, because
competition.
I'm new to this, but I want him.
Well,
and then
I got really into
the character.
As a big Nicholas fan, then, where would you ultimately, like, where do you hope his storyline goes?
I like him and Hayden. I am into that. I hope that works out. Like, I hope that's not something that where he gets burned like he did with Britt, because I like them together and I think she's awesome. So I would love that.
But do you think they can trust? Can they trust each other?
No, but if it's a mutual distrust, then it seems to be working.
Then it could work out. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, realistically, I like him because I like to look at him. Like, let's be real.
Sure,
I'm so drawn to this character.
So you're just happy to see him. You're just happy to see him.
Yeah, absolutely. There's several of those, but Cody will text me, and he's like, your husband's on today, wearing your favorite shirt, and I'm like, cool. Like, we're at that point in our friendship where Cody knows what outfit I would like to see him in.
Wow.
And
so wait, do you have, like, a favorite, do you have a favorite shirt that Nicholas wears?
I do have a favorite shirt.
Which one is it? Let's see if I can remember. What color?
Okay, I like it's purple, like purple button down. I like the purple button down, but I also like the sweaters. I'm into the sweaters too. So
sweaters, sweaters look good on Tyler. Yeah,
but
I agree.
Cody will, and people on Twitter do it too. So it's like become a running joke. Like, people will be like, Emily's husband's on TV today, and I'm like, yeah, he is. But like, people will tweet me this, or someone will say something. Somebody will say he looks good, and then someone else will tag me and be like, that's Emily's man. You better back off. Like, it's become a running thing. It's actually gotten out of hand, but
totally out of hand.
It's a popular thing now.
It's Tyler Christopher / Nicholas Cassadine. It has become a theme on this show for the past year or so.
We cannot have a
absolutely.
Show where we do not where I do not mention him. Well, actually,
there's
not a show
that goes by
in a while. Every show that General Hospital's brought up, everybody has to hear about it. Like, I'm like, if you don't know him, you better Google him. When people come on that have never seen the show, I'm like, and we somehow get on the subject of men always. I'm like, Google it.
See, isn't
You'll
it amazing? Isn't it fascinating, though? Everybody has their favorites, and, I mean, it's such a wide variety of everyone who is really drawn into the various characters.
Well, I have my favorite characters, and then I have the characters. She interrupted me. The little timer was like, you have 90 seconds, but anyway. We can keep going, though. It'll record us. But she interrupted me. So there's characters that I like because I like the character, and then there's characters I like because I like to look at them. I could care less what
they
do.
Sure, yeah. Absolutely. We know Nicholas is one of them. Who else do you like to look at?
Nicholas is my, like, main, like, my number one. Like,
got
everybody
it.
Else, all the other men can die, and I'm okay. Like, I might be a little sad at first, but I would be all right.
Just the Nicholas show. We'll just rename
it
to Nicholas.
Cody has his own too. Yeah, that was
Cody. Great. Cody, who are your favorites that you like to look at on the show?
and I'm coming from an entirely different perspective than Em.
Absolutely.
Oh no, you got to tell us who you like to look at. Come on.
You know who I like to look at. But for me, both, just watching her. Visually and her acting ability too, Em Rowland.
I knew what I was going to say.
Yeah. She's great.
I'm trying to think who else. I'm trying to think who Cody has a crush on besides.
Em has the most expressive eyes I think I've ever seen in somebody.
She does. I agree. You know, and they always say in acting, the eyes are the window to the soul. So there you go.
Hey, we have another caller. Let me go put them on really quick.
Oh,
they got to be
sure.
Quick. Cause, all right. I didn't know you could call. Oh, they've been waiting for a minute, and I wasn't paying attention. Sorry.
Okay.
Hello, you're on.
Hello?
Hi, who do we have?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Are you talking to me? Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, Nathan. This is Jessica. Sorry, I couldn't tell.
Hey, Jessica.
Hi. So I was wondering, since I'm a huge fan of Sam and Patrick, but we know that Jason Thompson is leaving soon.
Yeah.
So I guess I was wondering two things. One, is there a possibility of there ever being a Patrick recast? And if not, can you spoil, like, what kind of happens with Sam and Patrick? Like, it will be a good ending, a nice goodbye?
It's going to be a big story, and it involves Robert Scorpio. It involves Robin Scorpio. So that's pretty much all I can tell you, and it all kind of kicks off in December, and we'll go from there. But I think everyone will be satisfied by it, at least under the circumstances of, you know, obviously we're losing a tremendous talent on the show. But again, I can't reveal too much about what exactly that story is, so just have to keep watching. But to me, I feel like, I hope, fingers crossed, you guys will be happy.
Okay, so the character Patrick will still be on through December?
No, I mean, it could be longer than that. I am not allowed to say the exact exit date at this time.
Okay.
So, unfortunately. But in terms of a recast of this character, we are not recasting Patrick Drake. We are, the only thing we are looking to recast, or not recast, we're looking to perhaps beef up the hospital staff so we can have more hospital stories in 2016. So that's what we're looking to do. But I'm so excited that Robert Scorpio is coming back and that Robin will be back. So I think it'll be a good story.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling in.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, so hang on, Cody, I got to interrupt you.
Okay.
We are, like, literally out of time, or we are about to be, so unfortunately we have to stop talking, but I'm really enjoying it.
Good. I'm so glad. And it was so wonderful to catch up with you guys. Thank you so much for having me on. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank God.
You have to
do it again. You know, as I always say, please give my best to everybody at EGH. You know,
Absolutely.
I have a lot of respect for everybody over there. They've in the time I've done this show, they've kind of sort of become friends of the show, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely. No, totally. And they love to hear that kind of stuff. We have one of the nicest, most talented cast and crew working in Hollywood today. So everyone on the show is just loves the fans so much, and it's very much appreciated. So thank you, Cody. I will let them know.
Everybody there on that show is just super gracious, and they're just a first-class people.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's been one of the, you know, pure pleasures of my life of getting to work on this show. So, totally agree.
We'll let you go, and we'll be talking to you later, okay?
Great. Thank you, guys. Take care. Talk to you soon.
All right. It was great. Great.
Okay.
Catching up with you.
Bye, guys.
All right. Bye. That was pretty cool, wasn't it?
Yep. I love when he comes on, so... Yeah, we don't have any announcements, so we can just end now.
We do have actually a one announcement, the 6th.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You want to go ahead?
Yeah, December 6th, we have going back to our singers for a little while. We have singer-songwriter and good friend of ours, actually Taylor, on the show with us. So I think I'm going to let you go so you can kind of wrap things up here, okay?
Okay, bye.
All right, and see you, girl.